This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My reporters and crew and the social media people, the proofreaders, you name it, whoever wants to do a media production, some of them come off great, some of them come off silly, some of them come off bad. So some of the stuff I do doesn't come off very well. But we encourage folks to be in the arena. And so Kellen is very talented. His dad's probably one of our best video editors and researchers. Kellen McBreen with Rob Jacobson and others put together a joke piece on Coco the gorilla. Then we got Max Kaiser on the craziness of the markets we told you was coming. George Soros saying, prepare for the new 2008, yeah, where you gorge on trillions of taxpayer money. There's no end to you. I am traumatized by Soros and Hillary. I'm sick of talking about them, but they're just there. What a China Nazi collaborator filth. What, trying to take my guns in the First Amendment? I mean, arrest him! Excuse me. That's coming up. I'm just going to control myself. They actually say Coco the gorilla tells people that climate change is happening on national TV at the Paris conference and all that. Obviously, the gorilla didn't say that. That's how dumb they think the public is. We did this joke piece with Coco doing sign language, saying turn your guns in and stuff. I'm going to narrate this for the radio audience. It's pretty funny, and we need to promote this video everywhere. We're going to post it on Facebook as well. Here it is. Last month, Coco the gorilla, who can talk with humans, sounded the alarm on climate change, and it can say, like, give me food or stuff like that. Now the aged primate has more wisdom for humanity. Now the aged primate will save us. It's a fake gorilla with Kellen in it. Coco political now. This is obscene and ridiculous as them saying that real gorilla did this. Man, stupid. Listen to Coco. Coco smart. Trust Coco. Pay your carbon taxes. Guns bad. Guns kill. Oh, think about children. Obama get bodyguard, not you. That good. Coco cry. Coco, oh yes. Obama right. President truthful. Take vaccine. Time, hurry. Oh, look at little Coco. It's so real. Coco really said all this. I know you see a man in the suit, his mouth and stuff. Fluoride good. Just don't believe that. They told you, Coco, worry about climate change. Coco, see you. And then I come in and introduce basically what was happening. Thank you, Coco says. That really was Coco. Message from Al Gore.
Pretty ridiculous, isn't it? A guy in a gorilla suit telling you to turn your guns in. Well, it's just as stupid for the UN at last month's climate conference in Paris to claim that Coco, the great gorilla, had come out in sign language calling for action on climate change. They taught the gorilla what sign language to show, to then claim that it was geopolitically aware of what was going on in the world. A total fraud on the people. And you got to ask yourself, how would they have the nerve to sell it on TV and radio and print all over the world that gorilla wants action? You could claim a gorilla said, go eat at McDonald's or wear green shirts on Tuesday. I mean, obviously, most of us know this, but what does it say about our fellow humans that they've dumbed us down to this point? But why not? They tell us that polar bears are all dying and can't swim because the ice caps melted. The ice caps are the biggest they've ever been recorded. Polar bear numbers are up fivefold what they were in the 50s. They tell us penguins can't swim, too. They're all dying. None of it's true. They go, look at icebergs. They're melting. The glaciers always melt. That happens every spring. So that's why we illustrated this with Coco. And it just shows how crazy things have gotten and how stupid they think we are. I'm Alex Jones.
Was that Coco or was that Janet Reno? Or is that Hillary's girlfriend? Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Max Keiser on the big news on the economy and more. But remember, they're coming for your guns with executive power grab. Move for impeachment now or kick the speaker out.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
It was just a few years ago they promised us no one was coming after our guns. Just a few years ago they promised us that nobody wanted to get rid of cash. Just a few years ago they promised us the TSA would never be on the streets. It was just a few years ago they promised us they'd never have forced inoculations. And it was insane if you thought it. Just a few years ago they said fluoride was good for you. Now they admit it's brain damaging you. Just a few years ago they denied everything. Now they come out and admit it, but say it's good and that you're hateful and bad and racist if you don't agree with foreign insurance companies riding Obamacare to double and triple prices, lower the quality of care, and screw you over. So in the first year of global Obamacare, just here in the U.S., global profits for insurance companies on our backs went up 47%. I know major hospital chain owners and others, and they just go, Alex, you're absolutely right. It's all written by insurance companies and big chains to shut down all the little mom and pops and rape everyone. And they tell me, Alex, I've never made more money. It's unbelievable. And it's all done through social engineering and class warfare, where the poor socialists actually think they're getting something free. And under Obamacare, they get rid of real charity care. It's on record and law. That's just an example. And they get up there and go, there are no death panels. Yeah, there are. Now they admit it. 1 week after it passes, they have the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. Bill Gates goes, yeah, there are death panels. Sucker, we got it. And you can't keep your doctor, and we're going to increase your prices, and we're going to lower the quality of it. And you know what? There is a penalty. Started kicking in for businesses above 50 people last year. Now it kicks in to businesses, period. And then, oh, next year to everybody. Upwards of $5,000 a person that you don't insure. Of course, they just cut your pay or lay you off or make you go to part-time. They admit that part-time jobs in America, just search this, doubled in the last 3 years with Obamacare getting phased in like slow death. They just drip the poison in where you kind of feel sleepy and lay down. They don't want to kill you right away. They're going to do it real slow so nobody notices. Everything's done soft kill. Oh, we're just going to start taking guns selectively now outside of law, just recommendations, executive order. And then, of course, as they take your free speech, as they take your guns, oh, we have to federalize your pension funds to keep them safe. Oh, big banks have to take money out of your account now and just give it to themselves like they're doing in Europe. It's all being announced. Oh, it's totally normal. Now we'll charge you to have money in the bank. It's totally normal. It's totally normal. Your children belong to the state. I'm a woman with short hair. I'm Rachel Maddow. I'm the authority. Obama, Congress, time for you to get in line. None of this is creepy at all. Government openly funding ISIS, openly giving them Stinger missiles, neocon Republicans running Obama. You tell a Democrat that, they're on too big a power trip, they look at you through feeble little eyes and giggle and go, you're just mad, you're not in power. I had a prominent Democrat this morning who I was on the phone with on some issues here in town, and he was giggling and laughing at me about the executive order and betting I was upset. And I said, you know full well this is to screw everybody over. It's a horrible thing. And he's like, oh, I know, I'm just having fun. Oh, God, it's sick. And hung up at the end of our conversation. I mean, they all know. It's just a big sick joke. It's all this supposed to just, while everything is screwed over, and we go from a innovation economy to a conquest economy. I'm going to go to Max Kaiser for the balance of the hour. MaxKaiser.com, syndicated TV host, RT, BBC, Al Jazeera, you name it, filmmaker. And he did predict what's now happening in bond markets and stock markets a few years ago. He said it would happen by last year, and it ended up starting a little bit late. But fortune favors the bold. He's right about 90% of the time, and just happens a little bit later than he said. And so now, Soros, it's time for 2008. All over again. They only announce right at the end for everybody. So people go, oh, Soros is so smart. Oh, my gosh, what a wonderful Nazi collaborator. China's 29 minutes of chaos stunned brokers and a race to sell, trillions disappearing, our stock market dropping, you know, close to 1,000 points, now being pumped back up. AFP, fears for world economy, wreak carnage on oil stocks. Oh, I'm the fearmonger when I shoot videos and articles about how the collapse has to come because all the experts basically say it's coming. I mean, we've got more derivatives than we had in 2000. People go, you fearmonger. It'd be like saying if some 89-year-old man who's had 14 heart attacks takes up smoking cigarettes again and starts marching up a mountain, you say, hey, I think you might have a heart attack pretty soon. What fearmongering? It's like saying Dick Cheney might have some heart problems. I think Dick Cheney might have a heart problem in the future. That's incredible fear-mongering. Next, he's going to say Fisher in the ocean. That crazy Alex, he said Obama would come for our guns, and now he is. What a kook! That kook Ted Cruz said Obamacare shut down the economy. Oh, it is now, but Newsweek's calling him Hitler. Say what you want about Ted Cruz. Eloquent, smart, informed. Hitler, he's not. Obama is becoming like Hitler. And I'm pointing out the Republican neocons run him. All right, I'm ranting. Max Kaiser, we live in this world where other economies are in deep recession or depression or war. The West is financing chaos, admittedly, to come in with multinationals and take over. They're lining Europe up for collapse. In many areas, they got 45% unemployment in Spain for men. And then they're telling us everything's fine, Max Kaiser. You're a fearmonger. Alex Jones is a fearmonger. You know what, Max? I wish I was a fearmonger. I wish I was wrong. I wish you were wrong. The real state of the economy is hellish, isn't it?
Hey, Alex, how's it going? What's happening down there in Austin, Texas?
Where are you joining us from, Max Kaiser?
I am in the city of London in the United Kingdom, where Donald Trump, of course, is in big trouble because he has angered people with his comments about immigration, and they might ban him from entering the United Kingdom. So, you know, we don't want Donald Trump in the United Kingdom, Alex. He's saying things that just are going to make the people here cower in fear.
And what a free country where they're arresting preachers that criticize radical Islam and putting them on trial and banning street demonstrations against sexually mutilating women. And now they want to ban Michael Savage and Donald Trump. Boy, that sounds like a really free country to me.
Well, the speech laws in the United Kingdom are some of the most oppressive in the world. I know that they're constantly attempting to censor my show that we do here in London.
Oh, really? Tell us about that. I forgot. You have a big professional production there. Used to be.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you experienced.
We did a report about George Osborne, who is the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And
the Federal Reserve over there, folks. Go ahead. Sorry.
No.
The Treasury.
Yeah. Exactly. So he did a scheme where the government is subsidizing housing because the entire economy here is based on a property bubble. There's no manufacturing to speak of. There's no diversity in the economy. It's almost entirely based on this housing bubble, property bubble that's almost exclusively in London. So he came out with another government subsidy like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to pump up this bubble. And we said on my show that this is a Ponzi scheme. So his office sent a letter trying to shut us down because we refer to his program as a Ponzi scheme. The next day, in fact, the Bank of England issued a report saying that George Osborne's scheme is it comes closest to replicating a Ponzi scheme. So then they went away.
Well, I mean, these governments legalizing beyond fractional reserve banking with derivatives and credit default swaps, I mean, that is beyond the Ponzi scheme. So, I mean, you're saying
in the UK, you have the ability to sell the same bond an infinite number of times. In the United States, you're limited. You can't sell the same bond an infinite number of times. You can sell it a few times and claim that it has a collateral value. But in the UK, and this is why all of the major banks and all the major countries, treasuries, outsource their fraud to the UK. This is why the UK is responsible for the Lehman collapse, the AIG collapse, the Bernie Madoff collapse, the London Whale from JP Morgan collapse, because everyone outsources their fraud to the UK because the UK is where you can commit egregious fraudulent financial behavior like what this particular fraud is called, infinite rehypothecation.
And then don't they compete with Frankfurt and others and the Swiss as well and to be the most corrupt?
Well, you know, this is a funny joke because they're having a referendum to decide whether the UK should pull out of the EU. And if they do, the country will completely collapse because Frankfurt will become the financial center of Europe. The euro is incredibly bigger than the pound, and the UK is sinking into really this kind of infinitesimally important. Whenever I leave the UK, if I go to the US or I go anywhere in the world, it's remarkable. You just never hear about the UK ever. It's a completely insignificant country every way except when they bow down to the states and do the state's bidding. Other than that, there's almost no reason for the UK to exist.
Well, I'll say this, Max Kaiser. I want to come back and ask you about the Muslim crisis, but get into what's happening in China and the markets. That's why you're really here. But I was in the UK just a few months ago, and I mean, I'm telling you, almost all the taxi drivers at the airport, both times I was there and then back from Europe, would not give people fares or would try to double, triple charge what they were supposed to, and they were very hateful towards Westerners. And again, in my past experience, you know, Muslims and people were not rude and hateful like this, and we had all the mass raping and things going on. I wanted to ask you what the climate is and why all this is going on, and just the piratical actions that I witnessed there. But first, what's happening with the economy with Max Kaiser straight ahead? China in big trouble.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So last last Friday through Wednesday, the stocks had been down. They started going back up, but now the new headline, Associated Press, USA Today. Stocks plunge as Dow down 300, NASDAQ in correction. So this is the type of stuff that's happening right now, January 7th, 2016. Now, remember a few months ago they had that glitch? No, that was computers programmed to then stop trading to stop a plunge. Well, now they've stopped trading on certain things and admitting it's not a glitch. So I love how they call everybody conspiracy theorists, including myself, when we said that that was an automatic default system, and now they just admit it. It's wild how discredited they are. I mean, MSNBC has on average 126,000 viewers an hour over 24 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, I can do a YouTube video in my backyard and it gets 500,000 views on average. Facebook mentions we have in the last week 6.5 million views out of like 10 videos. One of them has 1.8 million. I'm not bragging about us. Look at mainstream media. They're already dead. Max Kaiser, what do you make of this financially, obviously, and the fact that they keep just denying financial facts to people? I mean, you've come out and said LIBOR before it came out, fixing interest rates, fixing currency rates. You know, then the Rolling Stone does act like, oh, my gosh, they're God. They need a Pulitzer Prize. You know, they did it 10 years late. I mean, isn't it too little too late? But now they just admit they're fixing the stock market, Max Kaiser?
Oh, these are Wall Street jihadis. You know, these are financial terrorists. They use weapons of mass financial destruction to blow up the economy, and it's being destroyed. And look, this guy Fisher. I sent you the article on this. Richard Fisher, former Federal Reserve member, he came out on CNBC this week and said the whole thing was a scam. In 2009, we front loaded the market with trillions of dollars of funny money to create a so-called wealth effect.
And he went on national TV, the squawk on the street, and admitted it. We have the video in front of us. Go ahead.
Right. He just said the wealth effect is the idea that if you make the wealthiest even wealthier, that the economy will benefit. Well, that didn't happen. The underclass, the permanent American underclass, got bigger. The number of people that are participating in the employment dropped to record lows.
Oh.
And the wealth and income gap skyrocketed. So his theory that, well, if you give the top 2,000 bankers in America committed massive fraud and they crashed the market in 2008. So we gave them, it's now been all added up, we gave them $15 trillion to make them whole so that they didn't have to suffer any losses. As a matter of fact, they tripled and quadrupled their wealth. And now here we are in 2016, and I'm on TV, and I'd like to tell you that it didn't work. The economy did not pick up. There's no meaningful tax revenues to pay off this debt that we've accumulated, and he expects markets to crash because everything he did has been a complete failure. Paul Krugman at the New York Times, who's been a cheerleader for this for 7 or 8 years, he's a complete and utter charlatan who is a financial jihadist, as I would, he's part of like the jihad Paul, who believes that by the way to create an economic growth is by printing trillions and trillions of dollars worth of paper that any two-year-old can tell you would reduce the purchasing power of that paper.
But it's even worse, as you point out. They give it to the ultra-rich elites who then make sure it doesn't even trickle down to the public, which would be bad enough because it would cause inflation. They just don't care. They just know what they're doing, impoverishing us on purpose, laughing at us, and then having...
Well, there's two numbers to look at. You have the money supply number, which went up with the trillions and trillions of dollars. But then you have what's called the money velocity number, which tracks... is the money circulating, and that's hit new all-time lows. So clearly, as you point out, when you give these guys a few $1 trillion, they go out and they buy a Modigliani, who was recently sold at an auction house in New York for $170 million. This is a few scraps of paint on a canvas written by, you know, someone did in Paris, Modigliani, a number of years ago.
And then they finance fake leftist propaganda about raising taxes on rich people that's really to raise taxes on middle class to further destroy them.
Well, taxes is a joke. I mean, Apple Computer has hundreds of billions of dollars sitting offshore.
Tax exempt.
They don't bring it on onshore because they don't want to pay tax. So how is that not part of it being a financial jihadist? How is Tim Cook not a financial terrorist? He's doing the same damage as ISIS is doing. It's just he's doing it with weapons of mass financial.
I want to ask you in the next long segment coming up, Max Kaiser, what the next shoe to drop is, what's happening in China, your take on other world events and more. MaxKaiser.com is his website, and he's been predicting what's happening. Now Soros says this is the new 2008. Is that true, or could it be worse or better? We'll find out straight ahead. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hang man, hold it a little while. I think I see my friends coming right a minute a mile.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I host. Then we have one of our great crew members, reporters, anchors, hosts. We Rob do today, Anthony Gasciardi tomorrow. I'm going to go back to Max Kaiser here in just a moment. We're facing something here that is very serious, and I'm facing it. I'm not up here lecturing people. I'm really giving myself a retrospective, not so much pep talk, but just really need to gauge what's happening and not become comfortable with all the dictatorial power grabs. Not become comfortable with all the gun grabbing. not to become comfortable with all the medical tyranny, not to become comfortable with Obamacare, and really realize it's only going to get worse. We've got to push back, or it's going to get worse. It's not going to have homeostasis and just shit at one point. That's not how the universe works. And that's why they're driving their agendas, no matter how illegal, how corrupt, how out of control. I mean, you bring in 3-4 million people out of war-torn areas, knowing a bunch of them invaded Syria to rape, and you wonder why they start raping en masse, and the media and the government get caught covering it up in France, in Sweden, in Germany, and it blows up in their face. I mean, the kleptocrats, the left that's allied with radical Islam and others, they've got such a hatred of the West that they really ought to think about what they're trying to destroy and what they're going to be involved in. You people are front and center for radical Islam to take out. But, you know, your parents were conservative or whatever, so they made you go to church, so you want to show them, and it's really dirty, it's really nasty, cuckolding to bring in folks to rape the women. It's so cool. I mean, let me tell you, the left, radical Islam is avant-garde. They see women with hoods on their heads. I mean, they get excited. They think it's so cool. I mean, they just, oh, it's so sexy. Oh, and because they don't like the, you know, their men. How dare you wear pants? I make the orders. Oh, my gosh, jihadi, I love you. Oh, yes. I mean, it's sick. I've seen articles where Swedish women get raped, and they go, I don't want to complain. He can't help it. He's been downtrodden. There are robberies all over the gentrified areas of East Austin on record. And the people, because it's on their little private Facebooks in the neighborhoods. I've seen these. Pat Riley's coming about it. They go, yeah, he's home invaded 4 or 5 times and, you know, did rob some other people and attack him, but we just can't call the police. It'll ruin his life, the 17-year-old. Yeah, my grandmother's jewelry's all gone, but no, you know. I mean, these are cult members, folks. Obama could be like Tulsa Doom and Conan the Barbarian, and they could be standing on a 500-foot platform, and he could go, come to me. Come to me, my child. Fly to me. And they would just go, liberal. And they could do the exact same thing and say, she flew. She's in heaven now. Come to me, my child. Come to me. I will. They just jump off. I mean, can we find that online? I guarantee you, Tulsa Doom, woman falls to death. I bet we can find that and play it. I mean, that's how cult-like these people are. It's the women's fault they were dressed sexy, says the feminist mayor. I mean, just crazy. MaxKaiser.com. I'll ask him about Bitcoin, and then he wants to bring that up. I mean, I think things like this are the answer to the Federal Reserve monopoly. I just don't know if Bitcoin's it. I just don't want to promote it and have it go south someday, but it's going to go up, it's going to go down. It's a way for the general public, I guess, to get in on speculation the globalists don't control, but I just don't like the secret providence of Bitcoin. I wonder if Max Kaiser really knows, but we're about to go back to him. What I wanted to say here is, it's way up right now in its history. If you don't support InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com, you're crazy. If you don't invest in a hardcore organization that's really breaking through to the other side, breaking through political barriers, waking people up worldwide, putting out an alternative narrative to the fraudulent globalist story, parable, fable, Aesop's delusion, then you're crazy. We really need your support. 15% off running until Friday night on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's Hillary for Prison Shirts, they're limited edition. When these supplies sell out, that's it. Whether it's Survival Shield X2, DNA Force, Brain Force. I mean, just try it. I mean, people, again, that go and look at what this stuff's made up of and the quality of it just get blown away, especially the pricing. The average nutraceuticals are marked up 7 times, folks. We just mark them up 100%, 150%, and that sounds outrageous to me, but we have such big bills that that's the bare minimum to have really high quality, lowest price, and pay the bills around here. It's financing so much. PrisonPlanet.tv members, this ends next week. 6 months free when you sign up for a year. Pay for 6 months, get 6 months free. 20 people can use it. That's 20 memberships, half off. One membership is 20. I mean, you just can't beat a deal like that. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support, your prayers, and most importantly, sending our links, sending our videos out. That's the real power of InfoWars. All right, Max, I got a bunch of questions I want to get to with you. What's next in the economy? What's going on with China? Why is this happening now? Is Soros right? I mean, obviously, he says there's crashes all the time to manipulate stuff and has brought down more countries than, you know, the Germans could in World War II, which he also fought on their side, of course. We can't forget that. What a wonderful person. Where is all this going? Is Soros right?
Well, yeah, I do want to talk about Bitcoin at some point, but to get to your question about Soros, he did come out this week and say that this looks like 2008 all over again. And I guess what's different now is that we have the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is now on the verge of collapse, and the U.S. has really picked a fight with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, first they tried to undermine the U.S. fracking industry by crashing the price of oil themselves because they are the swing producer in the OPEC cartel. But once the price of oil started to crack, it unleashed geopolitical tensions everywhere and brought Russia in, China in. Iran is now taking an adversarial position against Saudi Arabia. So this is really quite epic. And the U.S. is at a loss because it's very difficult for them to support Saudi Arabia when they're beheading people every day, dozens and dozens of people. But they have a longstanding antagonism toward Iran. So that's, of course, problematic. Russia is on the side of Iran, but Russia is supplying the U.S. with vital intelligence in killing off the jihadis and the extremists in Syria. So that's a bit of a problem. So I'd say, unlike 2008, this is the big difference this time, is that look at the price of oil. It's crashing down. This means that all the fracking rigs in America are not profitable. It's a complete waste of money. For one, it means that these big oil industry titans, the big companies, are losing money hand over fist. And, of course, because oil is the most traded commodity in the world, you see the stock markets are, I think, reflecting in large part the fact that oil is down and the Chinese economy is down. Chinese economy has obviously been the beneficiary of a multi-year money-pumping bubble and artificial currency suppression through pegging their currency to the dollar, which gave them this an enormous export business for a number of years. But now that is unwinding, and it's a huge, you know, if you remember, Alex, the Rube Goldberg machines we used to build as kids, you know, or you build these extravagant little machines where you, to get the marble across the road, you know, it goes through 20 different bells and whistles and trapdoors. Everything is connected in a very esoteric way.
Byzantine
way. Once it starts to collapse, it all falls down. So we have the effect of a big bubble being blown that we've all benefited from for 20 years, but now it's coming unglued, and so it's on the way down. And unfortunately, the genesis of this has been criminality, but there's no attempt to put the bankers in jail. Instead, they believe that their policies need to be tweaked, that they need to print more money. This is a huge fallacy. You know, if you want to call it the liberal fallacy, is that they believe, and Paul Krugman at the New York Times being a good example, that these problems can be solved by printing more money. They refuse to accept the fact that the problems are the result of printing money and not having a sound economy with sound money. And so that's
Well, Max, let me say this to you. You're obviously a shrewd guy. We're a top stock broker, invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange, is one of the models of the virtual trading systems. And you know, you're a big fish. You know, a lot of famous people, you know, the Soroses, the Baldwins, all of them. So you're an insider to a certain extent. But I think, because I've had dinner with you, I've hung out with you quite a bit. I mean, I know you're sharp. But obviously, and I'm not being condescending, I mean, you know they're not failing. You know Krugman's not failing. This has all been beautifully planned. They admit it's been beautifully planned to implode the whole world, give themselves the aid to save the world over and over again every decade, and to consolidate power, create a global cashless society where they're tax exempt, and control everyone through electronic gulags, the term you coined, the casino gulag, and to basically take over the whole planet's resources with carbon taxes, selectively enforced to shut down all competition. Show me this hellish plan. They are devastating tacticians. They are the greatest evil the Earth has ever faced. They are Hitler, Stalin, Mao rolled into one. We are in devastatingly bad shape. They are vicious. And only admitting just how hardcore and premeditated they are will we defeat them. It's easy to say Paul Krugman's full of bull, or everybody else is full of bull, lying to them. They're not dumb. They're lying to their enemy. I mean, you know, that's what's happening. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, let me address that. That point that you're making. So what you're suggesting is that these guys, it's not that they're just dumb or stupid, or there's a premeditation involved. There's a calculated analysis, and they're ripping people off blind, and that is a byproduct of what I believe to be the case, where these folks are inculcated or indoctrinated in what you could call market fundamentalism. In other words, take a Paul Krugman, for example. Yes, he is not a dumb guy, but it's not that he's so much doing this by premeditation, but he has been indoctrinated in the belief that what he is doing is in God's will.
That's the religion, I think, for the...
But I believe that they believe that. I think that they... That's why I equate them to suicide bombers are equal to suicide bankers.
They're cultists.
Okay? They're cultists. Suicide bombers believe that they are they're going to kill themselves and people around them because they believe in their fanaticism. They believe they misquote the Quran. Same thing with market fundamentalists. They would read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations and draw completely
contrary. Sure, let's expand on that. They say it's free market when they create fraudulent, counterfeit financial instruments and then scapegoat free market. As you pointed out, explain to people the difference between a real free market system versus this cooked, rigged thing where the top six or seven big banks are exempt from taxes and can create fraud that we back up and pay for and too big to fail. That's the opposite of free market.
There's two major schools of economics the past 100 years. One is socialism. One is capitalism. In socialism, the state makes sure that everyone is provided for and you don't have entrepreneurs breaking out and becoming billionaires. Then there's capitalism, where you have people breaking out and becoming billionaires, but there's a lot of people who are the losers. And there's risks and there's rewards. Now, that system of economics in America served well for a long time. But what happened starting 40 years ago when the U.S. went off the gold standard and we brought in monetarism, which is this cultist religion of worshiping central banks, we brought in this idea that anytime the economy slips or anytime the market slips, that the monetarist overlords at the Fed are going to prevent that risk from appearing in anybody's bank account. So they keep bailing out the banks. They keep bailing out the stock market. And that's the complete opposite of free market capitalism. It is much more similar to socialism. In fact, America is a socialist country. It's a communist country run by the Politburo, called the Federal Reserve Bank, and the 12 members of the central banking and the Federal Open Market Committee. The price discovery that goes into real free market capitalism has been abolished. The stock market is not priced based on earnings or value. It's based on circulating free money by crooks. The gold and silver market does not the demand for gold has never been higher, but the price is down because it's not true price discovery, because it's not
free market capitalism. And how long can the artificiality go on?
It can go on until you have an event like 2008 where banks stop lending to each other because they don't believe this fundamentalism anymore. You know, imagine two jihadis are in the desert and they decide that they're not going to kill each other, and boom, the jihadism dies. Wahhabism is over because you can't find any more suckers to go blow themselves up. Well, when they run out of people that are willing to commit this massive market fundamentalist fraud, then you run out of suckers. The emperor has no clothes, and you start to see it unwind. And we're starting to see that now because these tend to happen in cycles around, you know, 6 or 7 year cycles. If you go back to the crash of 87, then the bond market crash of 94, then the dot-com crash of 2000, then the subprime crash of 2007. So here we are in 2016, and we're having a crash. It could be basically a China crash, let's call it, at this time. So this is right on schedule. You know, I said this crash was coming a couple of years ago, but that I didn't anticipate that the European Central Bank, which has had a history of being a prudent bank, would open up its balance sheet and take in $10 to $15 trillion.
Sure, there's like an arms race. There's an arms race of debt right now, and obviously, if the elites get first use of the money, they're going to keep saying it's okay. But they're building armored redoubts for themselves everywhere now. 5 years ago, they wouldn't admit that. Now they do. 5 years ago, they wouldn't admit they rig all the markets.
What's the best performing currency of 2015? Would you like to make a guess?
You're going to tell us it's Bitcoin.
It is Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has been the best performing currency every year for the past, since it came into existence.
And I've never been an enemy of it, and I never got involved in it because they'll claim it's crooked or something and arrest me. So maybe I'm mad I never got involved in it, but I've been a supporter of the idea.
The basis of Bitcoin is, I can sum it up in one word, encryption. Yeah, encryption is how George Washington...
So that's the value, is the privacy.
Yes, and that's how George Washington won the Revolutionary War, was through the secret messages and encryption that... You know, that was a big part of it. Encryption is huge. Encryption protects our privacy. Here in the UK, they want to pass what's called the Snooper's Charter, which means that the government wants to kill encryption. They don't want anything to be encrypted.
Which will kill the internet.
It'll kill the internet. It'll kill a lot of things. But there is, in my opinion, those who support Bitcoin are fighting that fight. They're fighting the fight against governments.
No, I totally agree with you. I just don't like speculation, but it is a people's speculation. And it's
forget the speculation. I'm not even saying you could never own a Bitcoin and still believe in the value.
No, I do. I just don't want to make a recommendation and then have it not go well. But Max, Bitcoin's got many years behind it now, looks solid, looks like it's emerged as the first true global independent currency of value, and I think the fact that it just keeps surging shows how discredited the mainline...
No bank.
I hear you. It's revolutionary. I've just reserved judgment, but it looks better and better, Max.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling.
That's Hank Williams,
I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the chain.
Hey, this song ever gets fired off Monday Night Football for speaking ill of the
my heroes,
leader.
Pictures on the wall.
That translates in German to
keep my
the Führer.
You bluff when I call.
He compared Obama to Hitler.
Keep my big BA. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the chain.
Right, scum.
This country should have hell been going down the drain.
By design. They want us lined up like poor Russians in the Soviet Union for our sausages.
United Socialist States of America.
Run by a bunch of billionaire scum that are tax exempt. Final minutes with Max Kaiser in this segment and the next. Then Rob Dude takes over from the Situation Room studio. He'll be discussing the call to impeach Obama, the rash of rapes in Europe. David Knight will join Rob in studio to talk about backstabber Paul Ryan, who's fighting to keep Obama in office. Let me ask you a question, Max Kaiser. You know, we'll get back into Bitcoin in the next segment. We do 5 more minutes the next hour. I mean, I was for impeachment of Bush. I really am nonpartisan, but they call me right-wing because I'm pro-gun and like lower taxes. I mean, what idiot wouldn't when the major billionaire groups are basically tax-exempt and lobbying to screw me out of my little bit of money and my staff out of a little bit of money they keep? I mean, it's just ridiculous if people were informed. But, man, Obama's got to be impeached on the open borders and flying refugees in and not even having IDs and just turning them loose and coming after the guns outside of law, saying Congress has got to get in line so I can't wait for them to act. I mean, persecuting the media, the IRS persecutions. I mean, I've never thought such precedents would be nakedly set. And then I fear if they get some neocon like Jeb Bush in, I mean, it'll just get worse. I mean, this is sick. What do you think's going on that front? And my big push. Is it...
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question.
Well, that's the question. I mean, what do we do about Obama? Do we let him continue to do this?
Obviously, the past week was highlighted by the big gun speech. So that's definitely in the news. So let me ask you a question. I know you follow the gun issue, obviously. It's a big issue. And I am always looking at this issue myself, and so I want to ask you a question. So what would happen, and I haven't really thought through this. I'm really genuinely curious what you would think of this idea. You know, what would be the situation if gun owners were required to buy insurance to go with that gun? So when you buy a gun, you need to buy insurance to go with that gun. Similar to the way when you learn to get a car, you need car insurance. So the damage that's done, you know, by accidents, no, or et cetera.
Power to tax is the power to destroy. They're using Obamacare to take over the economy as a private tax corporations. Next, it'll be a tax for a baseball bat or insurance for a knife.
But insurance is not a tax. It's a way
Supreme
to,
Court ruled it is.
To spread the cost of this.
No, the cost is 12,200 people dead a year on average, Max, and about 7,000+ commit suicide, which is their right to do. I don't support people killing themselves, but I get it. You got bone cancer or something, blow your head off. I mean, I see it.
But I mean, like the folks, the government is coming down, and if I read Obama,
they want to disarm us to enslave us, brother.
They're going to put fingerprint sensors on the guns, right?
Yep, that'll bankrupt all the old ones and make all the others illegal. This is a plan to get the guns.
Right. Okay, so
I have the mayor pro tem of Austin, who met with Bloomberg, admitting after they register, they confiscate, Max.
Okay, but after...
There's no debate. They want our guns.
But wouldn't it be in the interest of those supporting the gun lobby?
No. Compromising. No. No gun laws. None. Let felons have guns. Let everybody have them. Because criminals are going to have them anyways. Zero gun laws. Zero. 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 Zero.